Hello, everybody. It's
Blog
On the Real with Dr. Z. Hello, everybody. Again, it is Monday. It is 12:30 in some places, 11:30 in some places, of course, 10:30 and so forth. This is On the Real with Dr. D, and today we're talking about trust. Title of our show, In God We Trust, Everybody Else Pay Cash. You've heard that before. That saying reminds me of something my mother told me when I was a teenager. And she would hear me on the phone talking to my friends, and when I would get off the phone, more than once she said this to me, that if I had a friend, it had better be King Jesus. She basically was saying to me, the only person you can really trust is God. So some people come into relationships with the same idea. And I can't say I understood her point. So I can't say that I just said, okay, the only person I'm ever going to trust is God. That means I'm not trusting you. I'm not trusting Dad. I'm not trusting my siblings. But when you get in relationships with people, intimate relationships, personal relationships, and we're talking male-female relationships, or we're talking friendships, then trust becomes a big issue because you have secrets that you share with people that you care about, and you expect them that if you share something in confidence that it's going to stay just that, in confidence, that the person's not going to share with anybody. If you find yourself in a relationship with a man or a woman that you know that you want to spend your life with, you love them, you have gained a certain amount of trust, then you expect an even more of that person. So, but this show is about when the trust leaves, when you no longer have the same confidence in that person that you had when you guys first start talking on the phone all day long, all night long, into the morning, and you wake up not even tired, just refreshed because you're excited about the relationship you're building with the person. So my first question to you is, what builds trust? What makes you just let go and just fall into someone's arms? You remember that game they used to play? You would lean back, and the person who's behind you is supposed to catch you. Sometimes your friends will let you fall, just joking with you. But for the most part, they caught you. And they caught you because they knew you were expecting it. And you fell back. You fell back into their arms because you trusted them. So what builds trust? One thing comes to my mind is confidence. That means dependability. That means that no matter what happens, that person is going to be there for you. So then the most logical explanation then is when you lose trust is when that person is not there for you on a consistent basis. So they are consistently independable, consistently not there, consistently letting you down. And gradually, as much as you want to trust them, they teach you that you can't. They teach you that you can't. So your then task is to figure out at what point do you say enough is enough? At what point do you say, you know, I tried this and you have proven to me more than two times, more than three times, more than three strikes, and you're out. But you find yourself still there. You find yourself consistently being mistreated and really abused because someone who you trust and they let you down and they know that they continue to do this, they're basically saying you're not worth it. So then it becomes, what do you do with that information? Now, I know you have signed up for forever if you're married. And if you are living together and have been together 5, 6, 7, 10 years, you signed up for forever. You guys have decided you are going to be in this come hell or hot water. You are going to be ride or die. You are going to be there. But the trust is waning, the trust is diminishing, and you don't know what to do. Because you still like the person, and basically you still love them, but you don't know what to do because you're beginning to understand that it might be time to say enough is enough. Yeah, rock in a hard place, right? Because you signed up for trust. You signed up for love. You signed up for forever. But things are not going the way they used to go when you used to spend all night on the phone talking or all night in the kitchen talking. Just being together, just sharing with each other. It's different. And you're hanging on to the way it used to be, hoping that at some point it's going to magically become what it used to be and y'all can get back to happily ever after. But something inside you is asking you, is this worth it? Something inside you is asking you, is reminding you that all the times you've been let down and how you know it's not going to continue this way, you don't know what to do. Well, you have a choice. You have a choice. You can hang in there with the hopes that things are going to turn around, because things do turn around. Things do. Or you can say, you know, I think I put my time in here and I got to go. And neither one of these is the right answer. Neither one of these is the only answer. You can do one and you know, get pick door number one, walk through the door, give yourself 10, 15 more years, or give yourself one more year, or give yourself 6 more weeks, and then you'll know if forever is going to turn into this great place. Or you can say, I've given it 10, 15 years. I've given it 7 years. I've given it 3 years. That's enough for me. I'll be all right. I think I'm going to call this a wrap and walk out. Either way you choose, it is up to you. It depends on what you're willing to give, what you're willing to give, and what you're willing to take. And that means the final question is, how done are you? How done are you? Are you so done that you just can't take another day of it? Or are you not so done because you've seen other people bounce back from worse things? Think about people who were married to addicts and people who have other kinds of issues, personal issues that they can't seem to get through. And their partner stuck it out with them, and they came out on the other side. And I know you're thinking, maybe that could be us. And then think about the people who walk away and say, you know what, I got to take care of me. And that person is just fine. So your question then is, you have to look at yourself, and you have to determine whether you can trust yourself to do what's best for you. So we'll end this time with some discussion about trusting yourself. Have you been making good decisions all your life, and so this is a fluke? Or have you abandoned projects before they were done, only to find out somebody else picks it up and makes it work? So think about you. Think about what you've been doing, the decisions you've been making. Have you let yourself down? Have you continuously just proven that you can't trust yourself with the decisions that you make, with the people that you invite into your life, with the choices that you make for careers or for purchases? Have you shown yourself that you can't be trusted? And if that is the case, then it becomes a decision for you to figure out how you get the trust back in yourself. Where do you start? And you start with basically looking in the mirror and saying, okay, what you been doing? How has that been working? Looking at patterns of just what I would call stupid decisions. That's my word. I love that word, stupid. Just decisions that just don't make sense. They don't make sense. But somehow you trusted yourself and you let yourself down. It's a big deal. And sometimes you pull things off and and sometimes you don't. So your job now, listeners, those of you that are tuned in, and I mean tuned in, is how do you begin to trust yourself? Because once you begin to trust you and the decisions that you make, I think then you can begin to figure out what you need to do with that other person. What do you need to do? Once you get there. Now, I guess as you think of that, I got you thinking about the choices that you've made. I got you to thinking about this, the idea that maybe you don't trust yourself, which is why you don't know what to do about this, because you want to make the right decision for you. And if you're anything like me, you don't really want to make a mistake. You want to make the right decision now so that you can feel good about no regrets. But even when I said that, you know that's impossible, right? But think about this, guys. Think about this. Every decision is a right decision. How about that? Every decision is a right decision. You know why? Because no matter what you do, first of all, you're going to be fine. You are going to be fine no matter what you do. That's the first thing. And the second thing is you learn something every time. Stay in there. You hang in there. It does not work. You learn something. You walk away. It was the best thing you've ever done. You learn something. You stay in there. You hang in there. It goes well. It turns around. You learn something. You walk away. And you shouldn't have walked away. You should have stayed. You should have hung in there. You should have made it work. And you know that. But you learn something. So you can't lose. You cannot lose. There is no way you can lose if you take this, not glass half empty, not glass half full, but glass completely full. You know why it's completely full? Because some of that substance in that container is water. And the other part of the substance in that container is air. So the glass is always full. So there is always something you can learn, you can take from every experience you make, whether it is the exact right thing you should have done or the worst possible thing you could have done. Either way it goes, I say again, you're going to be all right. So now we have solved both problems. You don't have to invest in trusting that person. You don't have to be overly invested in trusting yourself. What you do is ask yourself, what do I want right now? In this very moment, what would work for me right now? What would work for me right now? And when you think about what would work for you, then make that decision and live with it and grow from it. And by doing that, you've solved your problem. And quite honestly, if we look really closely at that, you basically trusted yourself and your gut and what was in there. And there's nothing more gratifying than looking inside, assessing how you feel, and then making decisions on that and be willing to live with that, whatever it is. So it has been On the Real with Dr. D. Today we talked about trusting yourself and being okay with decisions that you make, knowing that no matter what you do, you learn from it. Good or bad, you're going to be all right. Until next week, guys, ask yourself, trust yourself, and let everything else fall in place because you're going to be all right. And on the real, I always say, you already know. Until next week, take good care.